Lindsay and Whipper.
Nova.
Welcome to the podcast. Big podcast for you coming up, I can tell you that much. What I can also tell you is word of the day that we normally do with Tommy Ivey. Tommy, what's word of the day? He's not here, guys.
Tommy's crook, mate.
He's got gastro.
Mm. Actually, where's the Glen 20?
Yeah, give everything a... Now I'm not suggesting. He doesn't have the confidence to even do that, Josiah, if you're firing off sound effects like that.
Tommy's crook. The whole team's crook. Sarah's crook.
What I feel sorry for Tommy because he doesn't let Smokey off the chain in front of his wife. Mm. Now, when you're at home and you've got gastro, how do you try and hide some of the fumes that come out of his orifice?
When he's around his mates,
God.
He goes hell for leather. Mm-hmm. Is it hell for leather? Is that the same?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. He does go hell for leather. He loves leather.
Man, it doesn't smell like leather, that's for sure. I love the smell of fresh leather. Am I right, guys?
I wish only that he would do that.
Well, I've got my mask on at the moment. It smells beautiful.
Looks good. Is that a new one? I like the Diamantes.
It's very hard to talk with this zip undone, that's for sure.
Is that an eight ball in your mouth?
Yeah, it is. Okay, Connor, next.
The fifth annual Sydney Skinny Ocean Swim at Cobblers Beach was on. I don't know if you saw this one. 1,000 people just nuding up, mate. Charlie Teo was there, the neurosurgeon, the brain surgeon. He was involved. Lane Beachley was there, completely nude.
Surfing?
No. Just going for a swim with all the others. Just get the gear off, mate. You can see the photo there of the girls lined up, ready to dive into the drink.
Very, very confronting. Mm. Like, I mean, for any guy out there, I suppose girls would do it as well, but it's just where your eyes wander to.
Yeah, you're right. And for a guy on a cold day, too, coming out of the water could be more embarrassing than going in, if you know what I mean.
Worst thing you can do is do it with your partner.
Why?
Because if you're standing there with your partner and you're looking at other people...
Yeah, you're right.
You're going to get busted all
the time.
Well,
see, a couple of years ago, I did the big nude photo on the Opera House
steps. Oh, did you?
Spencer Tunick. And it's not actually in any way sexual or suggestive or even creepy. No, it absolutely wasn't. I refused to accept it.
Yeah, but Maddie, in the Spencer Tunick, a lot of the photos that he did, some of the poses were that you were bent over in sort of an egg shape on the ground. Now, if I was in my egg shape and I put my head up, well, straight away, I'd be thinking of that horse again from the Golden Slipper. Oh, Ginger Nuts.
No, but see, Maddie, let's be honest.
Would not want that.
Let's be honest. You did it for the main reason to go down there to try to pick up girls.
Absolutely inaccurate again. The fact that I did pick up a girl was purely
coincidental. Did you really? You picked up a girl at a nude photo shoot?
Yeah.
We never caught up, though.
And then I ran into her. She was serving at a cafe, and I didn't recognise her with clothes on.
Because no one at this swim on the weekend at Cobblers Beach even had sunglasses on. I would have had a bike helmet
on. How do you exchange digits when you're completely nude? You don't have anything on.
You get your zinc out, I think, and you just ride it on your arm.
Andy's giving us a call. You went to the Sydney Skinny yesterday, Andy.
I did. How you going, boy?
Yeah,
good, about 1,000 people, Andy?
I think so. It felt like a lot more. There were a lot of eyes, boys.
Do you know what we've just realised as well, Andy? Mm-hmm. You actually live with Maddie DeGroote, is that correct?
doesn't surprise me for a second. Andy, did you try and get Maddie DeGroote to come with you yesterday? Or
I did. Yeah, look, he was first on the invite list. But unfortunately, I think he had a high
girlfriend.
Yeah, girlfriend duties was perfectly fine with. But see, you did it, despite what Fitz suggests, you did it with your girlfriend.
Oh, did you, Andy?
How did that go?
Well, a lot of staring in the middle distance.
Right. Because, Andy, the other thing too, you can't help but judge when you're looking at other people. So was your girlfriend doing, does my bum look better than that? Is my bum better than her bum?
I think I was the most self-critical of the lot. She was just enjoying the moment, and I was in sheer panic.
What about when you're in the water? Because there's a lot of arms and legs and limbs sort of running wild in the water there. It's confronting.
Well, I made the 300-metre swim about 600 metres by taking a very wide course. So.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah. And how'd you scrap up against the other guys that were there, Andy? You hold your own up?
Yeah, it looked very quick swim.
See, it's
what you're talking about, right?
You've got to be very careful. For a bloke who's going and you're doing freestyle for 600 metres...
Yep.
It's like you've thrown out a bit of bait.
You are.
You know what I mean? You don't know. Something could nibble on it you're pulling in a whiting.
The more dangerous thing is if you're doing backstroke.
Man of the match. I mean, if you've ever played sport before got man of the match, mm-hmm. or in footy we call it BOG, the yep. old best on ground, it's a great feeling.
Guilty.
No, I doubt it, mate. When's the last time you played at a kick of the old?
Year 9, mate.
Cherry.
Yeah, I'll tell you what they're still talking about. Year 9, just after I made the shot put 2.
First. Now, you made the first, didn't you? That's because you were fully matured by the age of 12.
Well, year 10, 11 and 12. I suppose the only kid to be playing first footy in year 10.
That's me. Everyone else was still going through puberty.
That's not right.
And you were twice the size of everyone else.
Pretty good chasing the pigskin.
Just put that massive bloke, just put that full-grown man at full-back there and we'll just leave him there.
Doesn't work like that, mate.
A footballer, soccer player for the South African team, Free State Stars. That's a great name for a team. Mohammed, now I'm going to have a crack at this. Anas.
I beg your pardon?
Anas.
Spell it.
A-N-A-S.
Anas.
Anas.
Mohammed Anas.
Mohammed Anas. He dominated. It was a 2-2 draw, which was a bit disappointing. There was no winner, but he was dominant out on the field, and he won man of the match. Now, after the game, he got to go on television and have a little bit of an interview, and he wanted to thank a few people. Things didn't go too well for him.
Thank you very much for giving me this. And I appreciate my friends also. My wife and my girlfriend. Oh. I mean, my wife. Yeah, sorry to say. I'm so sorry, my wife.
Listen,
I love you so much. I love you so much.
He thanked his wife and his girlfriend.
I mean, when you're man of the match, don't get me wrong, celebrate. But don't get carried away with who's in the room.
There was a Sydney Swans player, and obviously I can't reveal who it was.
I will.
This is a well-known story that years and years ago, after a final, a big final, he was picked up at the airport by not just his girlfriend, but his other girlfriend, both at the same time. And when he collected his bag, he could see one girlfriend. He completely forgot that he'd rung both of them to pick him up.
How do you make that mistake?
Well, it was a big game, mate. He was tired. Man. You know what I mean? And so he saw one girlfriend. His eyes lit up, went over to give her a hug, and then at the corner of his eye, he could see the other one coming over, and apparently it was the best balk he's ever done in his life. He couldn't even do that out in the footy mm-hmm. field. But he just basically walked away from one and the other and just started walking out the door as if he hadn't seen them at all.
Did he have his bag? And just kept going.
Where's he going? And then they both clicked. Oh, we're both here for the same guy. It was like the guy who was...
The Chilean miner?
The Chilean miner.
Yeah, remember that? They had a little ritual at the top and your loved one came along and bought a candle and his wife and girlfriend. No, it was two wives, wasn't it? He was married twice. Scary news over the weekend. Neighbours in the UK. Gee, they've been running it for 31 years over there. Great thing about Neighbours in the UK, yes, we know how big it is, as Home and Away is, but at the same time, it's launched a lot of our stars to international fame.
Oh, it is.
You know what I mean?
It is the start, isn't it?
You get on Neighbours, you're showcased in the UK, everybody wants you.
Guy Pearce.
Oh, yeah.
Got Kylie.
Kylie, yes, I've heard of her. You know what they do too? Pantomime's huge in the UK.
They get paid a lot of money.
They get paid a fortune. So quite often at Christmas time, often stars of Home and Away Neighbours go over there. They'll have Christmas in the UK and do a pantomime.
Yeah.
What is a pantomime? It's just a stage show, isn't it? Well, it's why does everybody yell out, "He's behind you"?
Yeah,
in a pantomime.
What I want to know.
Punch and Judy.
Who's actually paying money to go see Neighbours stars in a pantomime?
I would. Definitely. I don't even know who's on Neighbours anymore. What channel runs it? Channel 11.
Yeah, Channel 11. So Channel 10's little brother.
Tony's still on there. Who's some of the originals?
Oh, Olympia Valance. Yes. She's on there.
Well, she's not an original.
She's not. She's only been around
a couple of years. I'm just trying to think of someone.
Dr. Carl and Susan are still,
are they still on there?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Toadie.
He's not really kicked on.
You know, oh, no, mate. I love Ryan Maloney.
It's Jared Rebecca, isn't it? What's his name?
Yeah, no one's saying they don't love him. You're just saying it sort of gets to a point when you've been on a show like that that you've either kicked on or you've decided that you're going to be a big fish in this pot.
Did I get his name wrong, Dom?
Yeah, it's Ryan Maloney, not Tap.
Who's Jared Rebecca?
It's him. That's his character
name
on the show.
That's his character name
on the show. Is it?
Yeah.
Jeez, I've done well.
He's the Araldite on that show, mate. He keeps it together.
He is.
So does Dr. Carl. Susan.
Who else?
I mean, Dr. Carl's had about 45 affairs. I don't know how he keeps getting away with it. Great effort.
Anyone else that would know?
Well,
is that about
Stephen
it?
Dennis, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the villain.
Paul Robinson.
Yeah, Paul Robinson.
He brought out a song.
He had a whole album. Oh, he's a good singer, Stephen Dennis.
I'm going to try to get it up on my phone. Keep talking.
Russell Crowe was on Neighbours. Well, that's the thing, mate. This list goes on to talk about the successful stars from Neighbours that the UK have helped launch. Let's go through, right? Let's go around the table here because it's got a list of big names and who's made the most money out of people you might know on Neighbours. MDG, who do you reckon's made the most money from Neighbours?
Kylie Minogue.
You'd like to lock in Kylie Minogue?
What is this? Is this after?
After Neighbours, yeah. So this has been their launching pad to go onto something special.
Could be Rusty, but I'll say Kylie.
What do you want to go with, Ryan?
It's either out of Russell or Kylie.
Thomas Brian Ivey.
I will say Kylie.
I'm going to go with Guy Pearce.
You're going to go with Guy Pearce?
Tom, he's trying to be different.
He played Mike Young.
Well, I'll give you the... did he really? No. I'll give you it first. At $1.1 billion, Flick Scully, Holly Candy.
Holly Valance. Holly Valance. No, mate.
You can't include marrying into that money. Married not include money
yes,
that
but she wouldn't have got that guy if she wasn't famous. And therefore, Neighbours was the platform.
It's like saying Miranda Kerr's a billionaire.
That's ridiculous.
With Evan Spiegel.
She is if they get married,
Who else
mate?
Comes in?
All right, well, you're right. Behind that, it's between Kylie Minogue and Russell Crowe. Kylie's made $88 million. Rusty's made $83 million. Oh. The Hemsworth boys, Liam's made $25. Chris Hemsworth, $43 million.
Was Liam on Neighbours too?
Yeah, they were both on there. It was Josh Taylor and Mike Kane.
Chris was on Home and Away, mate.
Says he was on Neighbours as well.
Oh, this is dodgy.
I mean, you can do all the research you want. Guy Pearce, Tommy, $12 million.
That's not bad.
A little bit under.
Yes,
sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Jason Donovan's made $12 million.
No, he hasn't. He's lost it. He lost it.
Did he ever make it?
Nah.
Would be my question.
No, he had a little bit of a habit.
Of what?
Hey, I found Stephen Dennis's song.
Oh, could we tell?
Through my phone?
Yeah, I mean,
please.
That would be... I mean, if you want to round out a great segment, you finish
what
with Stephen Dennis.
What was his character?
He was Paul Robinson.
That's right.
Oh, it's 80s.
Don't it make you feel good? That's not bad.
You know what? We actually, Tommy, you were there that night. I performed in a charity gig. And the idea was that you had to get up and perform a song as another artist, okay? So I got up there and I did a John Farnham melody dressed as John Farnham. I had denim, I had a wig on for the
God, he's let himself go.
And Stephen Dennis got up there and he performed as Stephen Dennis.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome.
Tommy, found you a new invention.
Me?
This has only come out. There's an ad that's come out for it as well. And look, I admire you. I mean, how long have you been with your wife now, Inga, for?
We've been together for 5 years and I don't know where you're going.
I do. Well, Tommy, your etiquette is right up there with some of the best. And look, you don't emit any sounds or gases around your wife. You haven't done that for 5 years.
Very respectful.
Even
we've
been in a taxi with Tom before where he's accidentally squeezed one out.
Yeah.
And
unconfirmed.
It was in London. RIP to that taxi driver who passed away only a couple of hours
later. If you've ever seen a car that's been hit by a bomb it's just a shell, by the time the car got back, the taxi just melted.
Yep.
And all was left was the metal framework. Yeah.
And Tom said, here's your tip for you, as he walked out. It was unbelievable. Now,
Tommy, what do you do, Tom, when you need to let Smokey off the chain at home?
Maybe.
Do you wander into another bedroom or out? Outside,
I have a very clean system.
Well, Tom,
Love food.
Yes. Sometimes you like a little bit too much rich food. Anyway, Tommy, when you go to the toilet sometimes, it is hard because you don't want the person that's coming. And this is great at parties as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing worse when you need to go.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And there's someone waiting at the toilet
after you.
How do you get rid of that smell? A lot of people say you just light up a match.
Yep.
I don't know if that works.
Oh, God.
Sometimes you can't air it out.
Do you know what I did one time?
No.
I rolled up.
Don't care, mate. What's
I
your
rolled
invention?
Up some toilet paper.
Yeah.
And then burnt the end of the toilet paper. But it burnt so quickly, someone ran in banging on the door. Is there a fire in there?
And you said, yeah, there was.
There was a disaster
in here and it's not a fire.
There's
a new invention. Here is the ad to explain it a little bit more.
So I get every bathroom the VIPoo treatment. Oh. Spray generously before taking your seat, and VIPoo forms a protective layer, trapping the icky smell of your devil's donuts.
Oh. So what you do is you actually spray into the basin, Tom, or you spray into the porcelain before you actually do it. Mm. And then, so what it does, it's like a barrier.
Yeah, like...
So when, you know, when you actually do finish, mm-hmm. it stays in there and the smell doesn't come out of the toilet at all.
So it creates like a seal.
Yeah.
How good is that?
It's the VIP treatment.
Devil's Donuts. Tommy, what do you think? You've been a bit quiet on the topic.
Well, I'll let you know how I go with it tonight.
Can you organise something for Tom?
If there's anyone out there, speaking of donuts, mm-hmm. would love a delivery of some devil donuts.
Wrong brand, mate.
Oh, these ones are on fire. I might put it out. Now, we've all been dared by mates to do stuff over the years. Young fella, 18 years of age, a teenager, Lee DePore, up in the Johnstone River, was asked by friends in a crocodile-infested river, the Johnstone River, if he would go for a bit of a swim. Lee decided to have a bit of a crack and jump in, and as soon as he jumped in, a croc has latched onto his arm. What he did from there was pretty astounding, but we'll get Lee on. How are you, Lee?
Yeah, I'm good, mate.
Lee, thanks for taking the time, mate, because no doubt you're probably drugged up and in a little bit of pain. How much damage was done to your arm, Lee?
Well, it was both of the tibia and fibula broken.
Wow.
And big gouge in it, yeah.
How big was the croc, do you reckon, Lee? Did you get a bit of an...
Yeah, 3 metres.
3 metres, mate, you're lucky, because when crocs, I was just up in the top end last weekend, and as soon as they latch on, they do a bit of a death roll. So did it try to roll you as soon as it latched on, Lee?
Yeah, it did. Well, I'll tell you the story from the start. What happened is, being dead, I jumped off the jetty.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I was swimming back around to the stairs to get out.
Mm.
And then I was about to pull myself up on the stairs. And a croc grabbed my arm and dragged me back out and started rolling me.
Oh, right, okay. Jesus. So was it a dare, Lee? Was it a dare to go in?
Yeah, it was a dare, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. Jeez.
Lee, did you see, obviously it was with a few mates and all of that sort of stuff, but did you see any crocs in the water before you jumped in?
No.
Have you jumped in there before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lee, because he was obviously, that croc was keeping an eye on you while you're up on the jetty, because they do. I mean, I was out in the ocean last week, and we were 100 metres off the ocean up in the top end, and they were saying, because it was so hot, I said I could go for a quick dip, and they're going, nah. No. Because the crocs are under the water, they're actually watching you up in the boat. That's how quick they can jump onto you. So how did you get the croc off, Lee?
Well, I heard it once. As it was, took me out about 6 metres away from the wharf.
Oh, God.
And I hit it once in the nose and it loosened a bit, but then went back tight. So I got another hit in and I was right on its eye. And I was lucky enough because it just dropped me then. And I sort of swam back to the jetty and pulled myself out with that one fucked arm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay. Lee, so how long do you think the crocodile had hold of you for?
Oh, it would have been no less than 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
No, more than 30 seconds.
Mate, it's a long time for a crocodile to have you. You are lucky to be alive, mate.
How many stitches, Lee?
I haven't stitched it yet.
Right. But okay, because I heard that the croc, because of the croc's teeth...
Bacteria.
There's bacteria. You've got to wait until it's clean, don't you?
Yeah, I've got to go on the theatre again so they can keep cleaning it.
Lee, did you get anything for the dare? Please tell me.
No.
Dinner? They're gonna mate's not gonna yet. Buy you dinner or something? Or
hopefully that girl.
Yeah. Do you feel
a bit? Buys me a drink, mate.
You'd hope so. Do you feel a bit stupid, Lee, for doing it?
Nah.
So would you do it again? Would you jump into the river again?
No, probably not.
I've learnt now, but we were swimming there all the time, man.
Yeah.
I got fishing there all the time. Mm. Never even thought anything of it. I just wanted to show that backpack of it.
Yeah.
You're not
eating
straight away.
Yeah. Oh, so she was a good-looking backpacker, which we've all been there, haven't we, guys?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, fellas, am I right, guys?
You're not wrong, mate. Did you get her number, Lee?
Yeah, I got her number, and her name is Sophie.
Oh,
do you want us to do a shout-out if she's listening?
Yeah, shout-out to Sophie. What was her last name? forgot her last name, mate.
Doesn't matter, mate. You're in recovery. She won't have forgotten you. I wouldn't have thought. So I reckon
she's on the way to work and listening to this.
Yeah.
They'll make a movie out of this one day, Lee, if you and Sophie end up together.
Oh, yeah? That's interesting.
Geez, there was a few Bieber spotted over the weekend, wasn't there?
Oh, massive. I mean, have a look at this photo here. This is Chargrill Charlie's on Friday in Mossman. How funny is that? Because, I mean, there's a policeman holding back about 50 kids while he sits there as if nothing's going on.
Oh, no.
I didn't even know that line of people that are standing there trying to take photos of him. Didn't even notice him.
He knows, though. I think he was with the Hillsong over the whole weekend as well, but just popping in to have some chicken. Yep. But he was sitting out the front of all these places, so he knows he's going to get mobbed.
He doesn't mind it, does he? Did you see that footage where he was walking along the street and all these girls were just running in front trying to get a selfie with him behind them? And he was smiling away. He's not that fussed by it.
I also have it on reasonable authority that the police that you see there holding the crowds back, there's nothing official about that. They too just wanted to catch a glimpse of Justin Bieber.
No way.
And in the process, decided to do a bit of crowd control in the process.
Probably not even a policeman. It was the guy that runs the store. He's just dragged the outfit out the back. He's a part-time stripper. He's got close to him.
Hannah in Pennant Hills, who did you see over the weekend, Han?
I saw Sonia Kruger going to the podiatrist.
The podiatrist.
She's got problems with her feet, has she?
She must.
Did you look for any bunions or anything like that, Hannah? Or
I don't know. But she was just sitting there in her gym gear, no makeup on.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Sonia Kruger, podiatrist. That's a good start. Nice hard to spot. Beat. Annie and Miranda, who did you see?
Shannon Noel goes to my gym, so I see him all the time.
Oh, jeez, he wouldn't muck around in the gym.
That's interesting. No, he actually takes selfies in the mirror.
Does he? He's a pretty big unit, though, Annie, isn't he?
Yeah, he's gotten a lot bigger. Jeez.
Please, does he wear the typical blue wife, but the singlet, the blue what?
Yeah, the stringer singlet. Yeah.
And is he shifting a lot of steel? I mean, how much is he lifting, Annie?
Oh God. I don't even pay attention. I don't want to look at him.
Okay.
He's too busy looking around at everyone else.
Sonia Kruger, podiatrist. We got Shannon Noel at the gym.
Gee, good start.
Dusty in Mount Pritchard. Who'd you see?
Nicole from the Sydney Housewives shopping with her Birkin bag at the exclusive Country Road Fashion Outlet in Liverpool.
A lot of brands you've rolled through there, Dusty.
I tried to do my best, boys.
Well done, Dusty. All right, this is going to be a tough one. We need to pick a winner.
Tommy, what do you think here? I mean, who's going to win this one?
Well, I mean, they're all very close, but it is hard to go past Shannon Noel at the gym taking selfies.
Catfish, have you seen that television show from the States?
Yeah, I've seen the movie. There was a movie out a while ago. It happened to me one time. I thought I was actually talking to Julie Goodwin and then Tom Ivey arrived.
Right, it was Tom. It was unbelievable. Look, for me, that show, it's up to series six now. Six series. Quite popular.
Is it real?
MTV, yeah. The thing is, I feel like some of them have been set up.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's only so many that you can do, because I think a majority of people watch this show and the car crash that it is, and they go, how can these people get sucked in all the time?
But do you consider it catfished if the person looks different to the other, or do they need to be completely different as in another person?
Yeah, they do.
Because remember the Casey Donovan story? She was talking to someone for about 7 years.
Seven years.
Thought she was in love with them. And then what was meant to be a he turned up at the door and they met for the first time, but it was a she. Casey said, stuff it, let's get it on anyway.
Well, this one happened over the weekend.
Why not?
This was Danny, okay? Danny's a Puerto Rican bloke. Now, he fell in love with Rosa. Rosa is gorgeous. Her photos on the internet were gorgeous. They were going strong for about 2 years, man.
Online.
Never met before. Until Danny, the catfish guys, got involved and said, Danny, you need to come to Rosa's house. He rocked up to Rosa's house and said, oh, gosh, she doesn't live too well. What's going on here? Knocked on the door. Rosa didn't walk out.
Okay.
A short little fat man by the name of Jose walked out and hurt Danny's feelings.
You don't play with people like that. You don't do that to people. I'm over here making plans. I'm, like, all into this girl.
So little Jose's there going, look, I'm sorry, man.
I'm sorry.
I needed to do it. And anyway, so Jose was there acting as if he was Rosa. This is the thing that weirded me out, because Danny was saying you know, this is so weird because I actually spoke to Rosa on the phone all the time.
Yeah, right.
I spoke to her all the time.
And it didn't sound like Jose.
Where's Rosa? I spoke to her. And then Jose came out with a bit of an admission.
Is that voice something that you've always been good at doing?
I used to do acting in high school, but that voice, like, I never tried it before.
Can we hear the voice right now?
I mean, I don't know what's going on. You know, a lot of things have been changing in my life.
And then, he was sold.
And then, okay, so this is the deal. They're all sitting around on a couch, and Danny, the poor Puerto Rican guy, who has listened to that voice for 2 years, is sitting there in shock. Have a listen to the voice's reaction, the host's reaction.
Wow. That's good. Pretty good.
That is.
You're perfect for Catfish.
They're all praising him, going, that's really good.
Well done on your misleading voice. That's the best we've heard.
So there's this old woman in the States who's never seen Catfish before, and her daughter showed it to her for the first time. Have a listen to her reaction.
Can we hear the voice right now?
I mean, I don't know what's going on. A lot of things have been changing in my life. That's
good. Yeah. And I've got to see this footage.
The worst thing about it is poor Danny sitting on the couch there the whole time going,
what
I've
about
been
me?
Played for 2 years.
Poor Danny.
By little Jose here who was saying he was Rosa. Yeah. This is what I want to do this morning. Have you ever infected someone before a big event?
Do you want to put your hand up?
So have you passed on a disease to someone before a big event, or it could be a weekend, or they've had to miss out on something because they got sick? 13 2014, give us a call.
I mean, just to be honest, mate, your name's not being spoken about too kindly at the moment.
Well, the
last
whole team's
week,
off me.
You were no good, right? And we went, oh, poor Fitz, he's had a day off. He must be a little bit crook. Yesterday, I couldn't get out of bed. I had two screaming kids, a headache. My whole body was aching, and I spent most of the day on the toilet.
Yeah.
Sarah's
off today.
Gone. Down. This is after a fun day at the races where we all got to hang out with infected Fitzy.
Matty DeGroote, how did you end up last night?
Well, let's just say that being a ground announcer at the Sharks, where you're supposed to be projecting your voice when that's not the only thing you've been projecting,
wow,
it's not a great time.
So for the team to actually be here in this show to go ahead today is just an amazing
genuinely
thing.
Remarkable.
It is remarkable.
Tom Pinkeye. Tom Pinkeye. There's Zoe who works here. The publicist. My pink eye boy. So Zoe here, she got bad.
Yes,
didn't
she?
Conjunctivitis.
I passed it on to Zoe.
She's had it for like a month.
Yeah.
I keep looking at her and going, it's still pink. Get out of the building.
When you were making out with her eye at the Christmas party, I thought there's something going on here.
How do you feel knowing that, like, there's just no way you won't get it? Like, everyone in the studio, in this enclosed studio around you has it.
Yeah. Well, it didn't.
And it's coming at you.
Didn't help with a day like yesterday. Like, the bacteria that would have been spreading around with that humidity, and it was wet and damp and nothing would dry.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I know. Can I just do a shout out too, Fitzy? This is from my beautiful wife, Lisa, who wanted to say, I've got it too.
Oh,
not
no.
as bad as you, but I couldn't sleep because of all the cramps in my stomach, not vomiting yet. So big thank you to
okay, so this
Lisa.
Is the deal.
No,
this
I love you, mate.
This is what's that. 13 2014, if you have infected someone before, I want to know if someone's got crook before
a wedding.
A wedding. Oh.
Sorry about that.
Mm. Or did you get someone crook before a funeral? Mate, that would be before they died.
Don't you hate that?
You'd hate that one.
Yeah, your immune system's a bit shot. So give us a hug.
We're all here today because I passed on a bit of a flu to David.
Sorry, Dave. If you can hear me at all, Dave, sorry.
Do you know what? It's like having kids as well. I think you need to put your hand up and be a bit louder if you're not well. If you walk into a room and you know it's close quarters, I think you need to say out loud, guys, I'm not great.
Okay, so this is the deal. I haven't even told you my story yet.
Oh, what is it?
BJ's mother-in-law came down for the weekend to see the grandkids. She hasn't seen them for quite a while.
Hey, Chris.
She arrived Friday. She spent the whole weekend in her bedroom and left yesterday on a plane.
Poor thing, mate. Did you tell her before she arrived?
And Cooper's getting an operation today. He's got an infected tooth.
Did BJ get sick?
BJ's been crook too.
Oh,
and the boys.
You've done your whole house.
A few runnies going around at the moment.
You've done my house.
Mel from Moorbank. Were you infected by someone, Mel?
Yeah, I was. My nephew, he was like 6 or 9 months old at the time, and it was coming up for my 21st birthday.
Oh.
And he very generously gave me chicken pox.
Oh,
no.
So was the 21st called off, Mel, or did you arrive?
No, I had to postpone it. So see, it was actually that bad. I had to visit the doctor every second day.
Are you kidding?
I had them on my eyeballs. I couldn't go out in the sun.
And
it
your
was
eyeballs?
Quite severe. Yeah. Oh,
never heard of that.
Eyepox.
What do they call it again? Shingles. Is that adult chicken pox?
Yeah. No, no, no. I hadn't had chicken pox before. So I actually just got chicken pox.
Really original. Got the original. Yeah. Nat and Moorbank, welcome to the show. Who'd your daughter infect?
Hi. My daughter, we had her first birthday party last year. And then we had all calls coming in from after the party saying everyone had gastro. And she infected pretty much the three quarters of her whole party.
Nat, you know what? Parents take this stuff really seriously. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's happened to Ted a couple of times, and you just feel like calling the person and abusing them. Did you give anyone the heads up that your little daughter might
no,
have been
sick? No, we didn't, because we originally just thought she had the flu. So we just had the birthday party, and then we had all these calls, and we're trying to blame it on the pork that my uncle made.
Oh,
we
blame
thought it,
on
it might have been food poisoning, and then we realised my daughter had gastro. So
yeah, I thought those mucus muffins were a bit over the top as well.
Not your uncle's pork.
Emma from Appen's given us a call. What happened to your friend, Em?
My best friend was infected by her son. She woke up the morning of her wedding vomiting.
Oh, this is no. What I want to hear. Okay, so did she go through with it? How far did she get, Em?
We did. It was a quick emergency rush to the doctors. She got a needle in her bum.
Yep. Stemmetal
and
shot.
And survived the day pretty much to the end of the reception, and it finished quite early, but she was looking a bit green during the day.
See, but wedding night as well. I mean, you would have been...
I had an event I had to be at one day, and on the way to the event, I stopped at the doctor and got a stemmetal shot in the bum to stop vomiting. After the event, I stopped at the doctor on the way home, got another one in the other cheek to try and stop vomiting.
Oh, no.
I was just hungover. It was fine.
Oh, Steph's given us a call from Kellyville Ridge. Have we got Steph? No, we can't get Steph.
Come on, Steph. Where's Steph? She's died on the phone.
13 24 10 if you've infected someone. Because you do. You try to go to the source.
Yep, you do.
And you get really angry. Oh, Steph's gone.
No, Steph's so sick she can't talk. Oh, no, we got Steph.
Got her back.
Pull the music down. Let's talk to Steph.
She's got Zika. Oh, no. Oh, no. Ebola. Now the phones have gone.
Oh, mate.
Who's infected the phones? Josiah, what have you done?
What's wrong with the phones?
I think it's Tom's pink eye that's affecting the phones.
The whole system got pink eye.
I think in the radio industry there is a disease called Zeta.
Yes. And when it comes down...
Oh, here we go.
Steph.
Yes. Hi, good morning, guys.
Love you, Steph.
What's your story, Steph?
So my lovely 8-year-old Annabelle decided she would bring home basically like a staph infection. Yeah. And, you know, I just thought she had a sore throat. Mm. The following week, I ended up with a sore throat as being the mum. And it ended up that I ended up being rushed by ambulance and ended up in intensive care.
Oh. Intensive care?
Because I had that severe of a sore throat, it completely closed.
Oh my God, Steph. Did you pass it on to anyone else?
No, luckily I didn't.
Mm. What was it, Steph?
It was a staph infection, but it was so severe that one minute I was at dancing with my girls, and then the next minute I was being rushed by an ambulance.
So you got a staph infection, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I got a staph infection.
Thanks for calling, Steph McCockle.
We spoke to a man who jumped over the croc in the river.
Yeah.
His name was Lee, 18 years of age. Now, he'd swum in that river quite a few times before. People have said, mate, it's croc infested. He said,
don't worry about that,
I've jumped off the jetty here plenty of time, guys.
I do, yeah.
I've never been attacked by a croc. Jumped in. There was a backpacker there, Sophie, who had his eye on. What a way to impress a girl by going in with a layback or a horsey.
Oh, yeah.
And then coming up, unfortunately, a 3-metre croc came out of nowhere, grabbed his arm. He punched the croc off.
Unbelievable. Dragged him into the water for a good 30 seconds.
Unbelievable.
Lucky to be alive.
Spoke to Lee before. He's in hospital. He's juiced up on pethidine at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
But you wouldn't believe it. We've tracked down Sophie, the backpacker's number. Let's give her a call, see if we can get her on. Let's ring her.
Hello.
Soph, how are you going? It's Fitzy and Whipper here. How are you doing?
Oh, okay. Hi.
Soph, you know what? You are you're a wanted girl at the moment because, you know, when a young man jumps into a croc-infested river for your love, I mean, Sophie, we need to chase this up. We spoke to Lee earlier today and he's in hospital. He's doing okay, everything. And I know you were concerned about him, were you?
Yeah, of course I was. I mean, you got bitten by a crocodile.
Oh, know. Yeah. Did you? Were you one of the people there saying, I dare you to jump in, Soph?
no, that's not the case. It's not what happened at all. It was his own suggestion. It was just one of them things where I think he was just, you know, he'd had a few drinks and trying to show off a bit.
Yeah. Well, Soph, he's obviously recovering right now, but he hadn't forgotten about you, I can tell you that much. And in fact, wanted to give a bit of a shout out. This is what he had to say from his hospital bed.
Yeah, I've got a number and her name is Sophie.
Do you want to do a shout out if she's listening?
Yeah, shout out to Sophie. What was her last name? Oh, I forgot her last name, mate.
Doesn't matter, mate. He was on a few painkillers, but he's still thinking about you, Soph.
Oh, bless him.
Were you impressed by his bravery?
In all honesty, no. It wasn't exactly the best experience, if I'm honest.
No.
I feel for the kid,
Was there any chemistry before he got attacked by a crocodile, Soph?
No, it wasn't like that at all. I'd only just met the kid.
Oh, no. He thinks he's in with half a chance, I think so.
Soph, you keep calling him as a kid. Is there an age difference here? How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, and he's 18. And he's 18.
That could still possibly work, Soph, if you keep an open mind.
No, he's too young for me.
What if he got attacked by a great white shark? Would you consider him then, Soph?
Yeah, no, being attacked by animals is not something that really does it for me.
Soph, how long have you been in Australia?
7 weeks.
Okay, well, I'll ask the question. Has anyone else done anything so brave to try and win your heart in the 7 weeks you've been here?
No, not in my life, actually, in the last 7 weeks.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Lee, unfortunately, he's still waiting to get his stitches put in because there's a bit of bacteria in the croc's teeth. But, Soph?
Yeah?
We've actually got Lee on the line. You there, Lee?
Yeah, I'm here.
We've done a bit of the hard work for you, mate, and tracked Soph down to put you guys together again. She's on the line if you want to chat with her, mate.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Sophie. How are you?
Yeah, you sound a bit healthier today.
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Good.
Soph, did you when it was all happening, Soph? I mean, were you just screaming as well? What was happening when the moment happened?
Just as you can imagine, it was a bit of a scene from like a horror story, really.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Lee, are you in a position for Soph to come and visit, mate? Are you feeling well enough?
Yeah, I'm feeling well enough.
What do you think,
Soph? Would you jump into the river again, Lee?
No, I wouldn't.
Good. Yeah. Glad you didn't.
I've been in that river before, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't expect it to happen.
Oh, this is awesome.
Soph, how long are you in Australia for?
I don't know. No idea.
Okay, well, it sounds like a one open end there because, Lee, I mean, God, how long are you expected to be in hospital for?
Me, I've got the week in here, I think.
Yeah, right. Well, after that, we've got a couple of tickets to Gold Class if you guys wanted to go and see a movie or something together.
I don't know. Sophie, would that be good?
That would be lovely.
Oh, that would be great. Really? Could maybe go see Crocodile Dundee.
Lake Placid, something like that.
Wolf Creek or something, guys.
No, Blackwater.
I mean, you haven't spoken to Soph since the incident. Is there anything you do want to say to her now? Did you want to apologise or not? You're just a bit silly?
I have said sorry, I said sorry if you had to witness it, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well hang in there, guys. We'll keep in touch.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I love you guys. I think the question we do need to pose is that if you were keen on someone, but you were promised that you could get a date with that person... If you jumped into a croc-infested river to be bitten by a croc, would you still do it?
Probably so. Depends how great she was.
Lee did that over the weekend. 18-year-old jumped into the Johnstone River and he was attacked by a croc, punched it with his other hand, his spare fist, got out of there. Unbelievable. Still in hospital now. We just had him and Sophie on the line. Sophie's a backpacker. And it looks like we're going to take him to Gold Class.
I mean, what a beautiful result. Get bitten by a crocodile, win a couple of tickets.
Alex in Barrow has given a call. What happened to you, Alex?
I was trying to impress my girlfriend by cooking. The oil caught on fire. Tried to take the pan outside. The oil spread onto my hand, so it kind of gave me second-degree burns on my left hand.
Oh, wow. What did you do after that moment, Alex? Was it straight off to hospital, I take it?
Yeah, it was pretty hysteric. My girlfriend wasn't too impressed.
How long had you been with her, Alex?
5 years this year in May.
You oh, you're still together, are you?
So you can't,
you're still together, which is great news.
Yeah, that's it.
You can't show any pain in that situation as well. That's the tough thing, you know. You just got to stand there with your hand on fire. Yep. Just going, oh, it's
doesn't
all
hurt.
Sweet.
Doesn't hurt at all.
It's part of the meal.
Not me.
Tammy from Eaglevale, what happened on your date, Tam?
Hi. I was out watching a guy I like ride motorbikes.
Yep.
So he decided he was going to chuck a wheelie in front of me, lost it, fell off, got back on, lost it again. Broke his arm,
or
because he was trying to impress me.
Oh, man. God. There was a story years and years ago. We used to go to a place called Ardrossan and with the family and friends.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd go camping, and there was the Ardrossan Hotel. So we went there for a counter meal with mum and dad.
Mm.
Well, I was only a young fella at the time, and I remember out the front we could hear this thunder out the front, and we realised a bikie gang had rocked up in all their Harley Davidsons.
Oh, God.
So I don't know what bikie gang it was, and all these big blokes came into the bar. One of the blokes was trying to impress mum. And I looked around to see where dad was, and dad was walking out the front door.
He was out of it.
So mum was stuck. This is without a word of a lie. Mum was stuck in there with this guy trying to pick mum up.
You're kidding me.
And the guy, mum got up and started walking out of the pub, and the guy ran out in front of her, jumped onto his Harley, and went to go do a wheelie.
To impress her.
It was
her.
A smaller one, and he came off, took all this skin off of his elbow, and got up, and then all his mates cheered because he came off his bike.
And their hand, Claire got to know the boys, Mick was back at the motel, no one got and a schnitzel in.
He's been the best dad ever since.
He's my favourite stepdad. Have we spoken to Tammy?
No, yeah, we've spoken to Tammy. Right, Brad in the Blue Mountains. What's your story, Brad?
Yeah, my cousin was quite a few years ago now. We were abseiling at Wentworth Falls,
yeah.
Blue Mountains. And down the bottom, there's some swimming holes and things like that, and there's some ladies down there in bikinis, so he's decided to show off a little bit.
Here we go, Brad.
Look out.
Decided to go down quite quickly, you know, doing big jumps and lost control and ended up hitting the bottom and broke his leg and had to get airlifted to hospital.
Oh, no. So he came down with a real thud, did he, Brad?
Came down a big thud, hit a rock at the bottom and, broke his leg.
As he's getting airlifted into the chopper there, he's just got his phone out going, can I get your number?
No. Can I give us a call?
Ladies and gentlemen, Fitzy and Whipper.